on the topic of wood floors or any flooring at your home, we have specialist Vaughn Payne here from East Valley Floors, Rosie certified for the last 12 years. He's available. You can reach him and his staff, Scott. They have operators on standby now to answer any questions you have. Vaughn's here in studio. Their office number is 480-926-3444. East Valley Floors. Tell me, Vaughn, have you ever seen an ugly wood floor?
There have been a few that really make your heart, you know, go sad when you see it because people have abused them. But I do know there's a floor. We went up to the National Flooring Convention a few years ago and visited all of the flooring manufacturers. And there was a hardwood flooring gentleman there that was making a point of anybody walking by, he'd say, let me show you this floor that was installed in this actress's home over in Beverly Hills. And so we kind of got our attention. Three or four of us walked over at the same time and listened to him. And he pulled up this piece of wood that they had made custom, roughly 5,000 square feet of wood for this lady in Beverly Hills. And I'm not kidding. It was a whitewashed wood with a black stain overlay on top of it. So the grain took black and the white stayed on the top. And it looked like graffiti.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
And I was trying to be as polite as I could to say that is the
ugliest. You didn't pay for that, did
and
you?
And then he said that it was roughly $30 a square foot to install it. And I just turned and walked away. And I said, it's better to say nothing than say something rude. So I just kept on walking.
Now, you see, you know, another thing we were talking about cork a little bit earlier and how much it appeals to me. Boy, bamboo kind of came in like a big barnstorming product of the day for a long time. But I don't hear so much about it anymore.
It has kind of fallen out of favor once people realized it has a very high moisture content when it comes in. We've found when we tested it, oftentimes it's at the 25% range of humidity internally, and it takes a long time for that to evaporate, sometimes literally months before you could install it.
Oh, wow.
And our goal is to have the floors in the 6 to 7% humidity range drier when we install it. And bamboo, as much as it has the attraction of that it's a renewable floor, it is still very much a maintenance a problem with the high humidity. So not a huge fan of it, even though it is renewable.
It is renewable. Now, what does that mean when you're trying? Well, you could be installing wood floor in a day like the last couple of weeks, and in the valley there were days where it was 75, 80, 85% humidity. Can you install on those days?
No. And again, we like to put the wood inside the customer's house for at least several days. Engineered wood is not as sensitive to moisture. Solid woods, which bamboo is technically, and then the solid oaks and solid three-quarter inch products need to be on site, and they should be tested, moisture tested, before they are installed. The temporary high humidity we're talking about right now is not a real big deal because it'll just affect the outer area of the wood, not the inner core, which takes longer to dry out.
Okay.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you have a question about your flooring. And I do actually have one kind of off topic that we'll get to here in a minute.
It's a question we get a lot.
It is. But first we're going to get to our calls that are on hold. Kathy, welcome to the program.
Hi. I just wanted to tell you how much I love my engineered floor. East Valley installed it about 2 years ago, and it looks as beautiful today as it did then. And I have a dog. I have visiting grand dogs. And it's wonderful. It's easy to take care of. Being dark, it does show, you know, a little bit more dust and dog hair. But all I have to do is dry mop it, and it's right back to what it was.
Boy, and dry mopping is the key, huh, Vaughn?
It is. Again, to keep as much dust and dirt off the traffic areas as you can, absolutely.
How about area rugs and runners down halls and things like that? See, I'm a big believer in a solid surface floor and then carpet and runners as needed to contain sound. But, man, then you can always roll them up twice a year and send them out to get them cleaned.
Certainly. Or if you have a big party, you can roll it up and put it out of the way.
Yeah.
The one thing you need to be cautious of, some people just buy a piece of carpet or get a remnant and lay it down on wood floors. You got to know that the backing of a carpet acts just like sandpaper. And I've scuffed my knuckles a number of times on the back of a carpet and bled because it's just that rough. So it'll do the exact same thing to wood. And if you're stepping on that carpet, you're basically grinding that backing onto the finish of a wood floor, and it can do some severe damage.
Well, it will take the finish right off the wood. Miss Kathy, thank you so much for calling and giving Vaughn a little pat on the back there. We appreciate that.
I don't even have a sister named Kathy.
Yeah.
How about that?
What's your mom's name?
We wouldn't have him on air if we had to worry about what kind of calls we're going to get. East Valley's been Rosie certified for about 12 years, and boy, we don't get anything but raving reports about the level of service y'all provide, Vaughn. We appreciate you holding up the banner as well as you do.
Thank you.
Don's question was, what do you think about putting ceramic tile over vinyl flooring? Something we get a lot when people are looking at flooring options. Tear out is always the least fun of the project, I think. And if we can avoid that, people are smart in considering leaving vinyl there.
It is a viable possibility. Part of the reason it was even invented to be able to do a floor prep on top of vinyl before you install tile is, before 1983, a lot of vinyl flooring and the adhesives both had some amount of asbestos in it. And we know that asbestos is not a healthy environment, especially when it's stirred up in the air. So rather than tear up older vinyl, we will skim coat it with, again, that product called Ardex or something similar. It's a cement-based floor patch that you use a trowel it down. Once that's been put down, they can give you a guarantee that if it's done professionally, that the tile will bond to that substrate and it will not pull loose.
Makes a great vapor barrier.
A little bit quieter, too.
And a little bit quieter as well. All right, we're at that point of the show right now where I like to talk about the Arizona Staycation, where you register to win is on our homepage, rosieonthehouse.com. We told you last Saturday that we would be drawing a winner this week to the Railway Express Plus Vacation for four travelers. So whoever we pick this past week gets to go up to the train out of Williams. They get to stay two nights in a standard room at the Railway Hotel. They get coach class round-trip train travel. So it's not just one way. We don't just take you up to the canyon and leave you. We take you up to the canyon, we bring you back. And that's for four adults. Now, listen, you have 1 year to use this. So you can go this fall and see the colors. I don't know if they'll include this for Polar Express, but folks, if you want a great family vacation, get to thetrain.com and take a look at the Polar Express. I saw in the paper 2 weeks ago, they were already accepting reservations. If it's something you've ever dreamed about doing, if it's ever been on your bucket list, get there and check it out. Thetrain.com, the Polar Express ride.
And you have to type in thetrain.com.
Thetrain.com. You can go up this fall and see the colors. There's nothing prettier than approaching the south rim of the Grand Canyon with the fall colors. Or go this winter. There's nothing. I don't know where you could go to see something more beautiful than standing at the head of Bright Angel Trail and looking out at the Grand Canyon under a soft covering of snow on a sunrise. That is absolutely phenomenal. Well, you can do that all with this staycation. So we drew a winner this last week, and congratulations to Laura Richards, who is the Arizona Rosie on the House staycation winner for the Railway Express Plus Vacation 4-4. So now she gets to go to Sanderson Ford. They have 64 acres of vehicles there. A corner of that lot is what they call the demo lot. You get to pick any car off of that demo lot that you want to drive. We give you a gas card so it doesn't cost you anything. You get up to Williams. Everything's taken care of. It is the Arizona Highways, Arizona Office of Tourism, Sanderson Ford, Rosie on the House, Arizona Staycation. Congratulations, Laura Richards. And for the rest of you who are looking to try and plan a staycation, the train is absolutely an excellent family option. That's thetrain.com.
And we draw those every month. So if you'd like to register to win, there's no limit on how many times you can register. If you didn't win this month, you can put in for next month, rosieonthehouse.com. On the homepage, towards the right-hand side, you'll see a Sanderson Ford logo on the Arizona flag background. Just click on that, fill out your information. You can only win one time a year, But you get intermold every single month.
That's right. They also have the pumpkin harvest train expedition, too, as well.
Interesting.
So what a great family vacation. Let's bring Chris into the conversation, who's called and gotten online, wants to visit with Vaughn Payne of East Valley Floors. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you all doing?
Really well.
Great.
Good. Here's my question for you. I'm one of the cheapest guys I know, and I found some old wood flooring from a school that was being torn down. I was going to use it as hardwood floors in my house. I'm wondering if that's even worth the effort or if I should just go down and buy some new stuff.
Here's the real question. How much time do you have to take the cleats out or the old staples out of the floor? Because I'm assuming that's how it was installed originally.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I got two kids under two, so not a whole bunch of time, but also not a whole lot of money.
Well, that's usually life. That you either have time or money, but not both.
Yep.
As long as you can keep the lights on from about 10 o'clock at night till midnight, just 2 hours a night, baby.
I've seen some of those reinstalled, and they can certainly look very nice, but you'll need to plan a little extra labor for the guy running a sanding machine because you're not going to get the same milling groove and tongue and groove together. So it'll take a little more work, but it certainly can be done, absolutely.
So you're saying when he pulls up the plank mark,
No, there are staples that went through the tongue. It's mm-hmm. called blind nailing, where they hide the nails. He's got to pull all those out before he reinstalls it.
But as he's pulling them out, he shouldn't flip over the plank and mark plank one,
plank two, plank three.
Don't try it. Now, what are some other things he has to look for? I mean, if rot, bug, tunnels, termite tunnels.
More likely, you're not going to have a lot of issues with bugs on solid wood like that, but what you'll probably encounter are splintering and the tongue and grooves falling apart, basically, so it's not quite as dimensionally stable. And that's what tongue and grooves are for, is to lock in the planks on the ends as well as on the sides.
That's a lot of work, but it could be very, very rewarding. How much of this reclaimed wood do you see? I see it advertised in some of the higher-end luxury four-gloss, print home decorating magazines, just reclaimed barn wood, reclaimed old ship wood. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's gorgeous.
It is at the top of the price list for certain.
I imagine.
As high as $25 to $30 a square foot for reclaimed wood. Most of it comes out of the South where they've torn down barns, as you mentioned, or other buildings, and it takes quite a bit of time and labor to save it, and that's what you're paying for.
All right. Well, we appreciate it, folks. We're going to take a quick break and be right back after this at Rosie on the House.